Critics accuse Amazon of killing brick-and-mortar retail, but now rumors are flying that Amazon will open a retail store right here in Seattle at U-Village. Todd Bishop's been tracking this story. He's an editor with GeekWire. It's a Seattle tech news blog, and he's a regular guest on KUOW. So, Todd, what's the evidence that this rumor might be true?
Well, there's a few things. First off, the company that has applied for permits for this location in the southwest corner of U-Village isn't actually a company. The permits just reference a couple different things, Ann Bookstore and Project Ann, neither of which actually exist.
It's like a Monty Python scene.
Exactly. Secondly, the site that broke this news originally reported that Amazon has been approaching booksellers, retail booksellers in the region, trying to get them to work for Amazon on what sounds very much like a bookstore project. In addition, it's just veiled in secrecy to the level that looks like an Amazon project. Amazon won't say anything about it. And it just all signs point to Amazon on this one. Although, to be clear, we don't have official confirmation yet.
It's that or the CIA.
Exactly.
What are they going to sell?
It looks like what it's going to be is kind of a hybrid of an Apple store and a Barnes & Noble, where you have bookshelves around the edge and display tables in the middle with retail associates selling Amazon devices like the Amazon Fire tablets and the Kindle e-readers and all of their streaming devices. But also, it's important to remember that Amazon Publishing is a very big book publisher at this point. Amazon makes its own books, works with authors directly, and they have had a hard time getting their books into Barnes & Noble. No surprise there, and other independent bookstores. So this would be a place for Amazon also to showcase its own titles.
Would it be their first venture into brick-and-mortar retail?
Yes, their first real venture into brick-and-mortar retail. Now, there's a couple caveats. Amazon, for example, has some pickup locations that are staffed at colleges around the country. You've also seen the company do a little bit of dabbling in kiosks and pop-up stores and shopping malls over the holidays. But in terms of an actual flagship retail store, this would be the first.
So why would the online tech giant, or Seattle's online tech giant, want to go back in time and open a store up at the mall?
It's very much about marketing and branding. Amazon has seen Apple and Microsoft go down this path where their stores are very effective at getting people on board with their technologies, not only purchasing them, but learning about them and figuring out how they work and deciding whether they might want to go home and buy them online. So it's as much a showroom as it is a store, if this is the concept that Amazon is actually going to pursue.
Right. So if this is happening and if this one is successful, there are a lot of ifs. How many stores do you see them realistically opening in the future?
When something works and Amazon figures out a good economic model, they open stores or they open new locations very quickly. You've seen this with their Prime Now 1-hour delivery. They've spread that across the country very quickly. I could see Amazon opening, I don't know, if you had to hold my feet to the fire, maybe a dozen stores over the next couple years and essentially ramping that up over time to, if they pursue this, to a point where they could have hundreds potentially.
Todd Bishop's with us. We're talking about Seattle tech news. And last week, Amazon had some pretty big news. They're out with their first ever laptop. It's called the Surface Book.
Yep. Yeah. Microsoft actually had this news and they really surprised people. Microsoft has come out with their own laptop for the first time. Of course, Microsoft traditionally makes the operating system and the software and the applications, and they surprised people. They expanded beyond their tablet lineup to their own actual notebook computer, which is a big deal because now Microsoft is really competing head-to-head with its partners like HP and Dell, the companies that would traditionally make laptops.
What's the tech community saying about this new Microsoft laptop?
Surprisingly, for a Microsoft product, the reviews are great. We had a reporter out there in New York City, Jacob Demet, who got a chance to go hands-on with it. And you know, we tend to skew ourselves toward Macs because the hardware is so good. And Jacob's report back was, hey, this is on par with a MacBook Pro. One big issue with a lot of the existing Windows laptops is the keyboard and especially the trackpad. On many of these laptops that you might try out in Best Buy or somewhere like that that are running Windows, you try the trackpad and it feels cheap. It feels plastic. The trackpad on the Surface Book is glass, just like the MacBook Pro. And so it's very smooth and a great experience. This is something that will keep existing Windows users from defecting to Mac. That is the big development here.
What is it about this laptop that's so different?
So for one thing, it's a laptop that also has a hinge that can be unhinged, so it can very easily turn into its own tablet, very much along the lines of the Surface Pro tablet. So in that
Meaning
way,
you can touch it.
You can touch it. It's a touchscreen, so that's actually a big difference from the MacBooks as well. Apple has very much stayed away from that whole idea of the touchscreen.
Why is that? Do people want to touch it?
You know, people do want to touch it. If you watch kids who've been raised on smartphones and tablets, and they pick up a MacBook. For example, in my own family, you know, the young kids will start tapping the screen and going, "Why is nothing happening?" So this is an example where Microsoft is actually ahead of Apple.
So what's this move tell you, tell us in the Seattle region about where Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella plans to take this company?
So he is very much breaking many of the rules that Steve Ballmer had at the company. So Steve Ballmer would have been very reluctant to step on the toes of Microsoft's hardware partners. He would have been very reluctant to make Office available for free on competing platforms like the iPad and Android. And here you have Satya Nadella saying, hey, we know that this is going to cause some problems for our partners, but it's in the better interest of Windows and Microsoft overall for us to make the tough decision here. He is making the tough decisions that he believes are right for the company. And ultimately, if that pays off, it's a good thing for the Seattle region's economy and everything throughout.
What's your sense about whether or not this strategy of competing with people that Microsoft previously hadn't competed with, what's your sense about whether or not that's going to work, if that's going to pay off?
It's so selective and smart that I think it will work. He's not competing across the board with them. He's picking areas, and Microsoft is picking areas, where they feel like the existing ecosystem of partners is not stepping up enough. So they're trying to serve as an example. So in that way, I actually do think that it will work.
What do you think ultimately, I mean, how important is the Surface Book? What could it mean, not just for Microsoft, but for the region?
So if Microsoft can use the Surface Book as the first step toward ensuring the long-term relevance and excitement of Windows, around Windows, that then is a very positive thing for Windows. It's a very positive thing for the company and ultimately for the region. If you have not just Amazon being strong here, but also Microsoft having continued strength, it generates spin-off jobs, it generates all sorts of additional startup activity, and really helps to cement the region as an economic powerhouse.
So it's a big deal. What if it doesn't pay off?
If it doesn't pay off, you know, there is no question that Microsoft is still going to be around in 5-10 years. It's just a question of how successful it will be then.
Todd Bishop, thank you so much.
Anytime.
Todd Bishop is an editor at GeekWire and a regular guest on KUOW.